And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. I could have done that for an hour if I wanted to. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. How can you be a cure? How can you be a cure? Interesting. Plus, investing in the kingdom of God. I have zero problems telling people the best investment is the one that lasts the longest and gives the best return. Guess what? We're going to give you that opportunity. Plus, do you really, now don't, do you really want to act like Jesus, or do you really want to just act, or do you want to really be like Jesus?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during this show. Lessons for surviving, living, prevailing, and kingdom building. Politics, not a chance. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just newspaper that talks. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-PRAISE AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. New documents show potential plans by President Trump to stem the flow of people into the United States.
A draft executive order obtained by the Associated Press shows that the president intends to stop accepting Syrian refugees and will suspend America's broader refugee program for 120 days. According to the document, Mr. Trump also plans to suspend issuing visas for people from seven predominantly Muslim countries for at least 30 days. On Wednesday, the president declared that the United States will get back control of its border. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Top Republicans in Congress say they will likely oppose any effort to allow U.S. interrogators to use torture against terror suspects. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Senator John Thune says Congress has already made clear that it disapproves of torture. The third-ranking Senate Republican told reporters in Philadelphia that issues banning torture are settled law. House GOP conference chairwoman Kathy McMorris Rogers joined Senator Thune in answering questions about intelligence techniques after reports that President Trump wants to allow U.S. intelligence officials to again operate black sites overseas.
In the past, these so-called black sites have subjected prisoners to harsh interrogation techniques. The issue of torture came up during a three-day retreat in Philadelphia of House and Senate Republicans. Carl Reiner is remembering Mary Tyler Moore as a force of nature who will last forever as long as there's television. Moore died today at the age of 80. She first rose to fame on the Dick Van Dyke Show created by Reiner, but she also made her mark as Mary Richards on the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 1970s, one of the first TV shows to show a single career woman. She once told the AP, "My life is inextricably intertwined with Mary Richards and probably always will be." On Wall Street, the Dow up by 156 points. This is SRN News.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. Only $19 through February 1st. $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
What if the only way you had to feed your family was stolen from you by a cruel disease?
For the farmer whose hands are now useless, leprosy is a cruel thief.
Leprosy's power to cripple, disfigure, and shame is as strong as it's ever been.
But American Leprosy Missions is working to change this, and you can help.
You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, hanging out with Scott Wilder, the legend radio man. This is a gentleman who knows radio. I mean, I barely know radio. Most people know that. We're going into our 1,000th show next week. This is a guy that probably logged at the 5,000, 7,000, you know, I don't know. It's just way
down. I never even calculated that. I mean, I would have to think about that for a second. We did 5 days a week. For 12 and a half years, I took 2 days off for sickness and rarely took vacation.
What is wrong with you?
I know. I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, I had to have my wisdom teeth out as an adult, and so I had to take 2 days off. But 260 times 12 and a half.
Yeah, you had to
like
be
that.
Close to 4,000.
I don't know. It was all fun. I mean, I miss it every day, so it's good to be with you and love your show and love being here and love San Diego, man. Every time I've been to San Diego, I kind of go, man, I really love San Diego. So it's great to be with you and great to be here for such a great cause. We have a great opportunity today to make a huge difference, and I'm just excited to be with you.
All right, a couple things I want people to know. We're hanging out talking about American Leprosy Missions, and what they're doing is phenomenal work. What they're doing is giving the opportunity for a child to have a cure for their leprosy. It's $30 a child. So the ask, we call it, this is what the ask is. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's three kids, $90. That's what we're asking for. Now, does that mean you need to do that? No. You can do $30. You can do $20. You can do $5. That doesn't matter. You can do $300 if you want to take care of 10 kids. You know what? You figure that out. That's your job. Our job is to present it. And what we're talking about in that presentation is not just bringing medicine to kids where they can be cured of leprosy. And leprosy in and of itself, I don't have to go into great detail and describe every element of the disease. It's a bacterial disease. It's a decolorization of the skin. It's patches on the skin. But the biggest problem is it affects the nerves. Then the hands curl up because you can't use your hands. And the exposure most often is towards the hands and the feet, the extremities. And the whole process is we don't have to go through the deeper elements there. You can help stop this by your contribution. And that's what we're asking you to do. Now, with that presentation of the medicine comes the proclamation of the gospel. So you get the presentation of the gift, which is the medicine, and then the proclamation of the true gift. And just how receptive would you be if somebody was bringing you a medicine that was going to alter your life? How receptive were the people to Jesus when he brought the power of the kingdom of God into their midst and then proclaimed truth? That's what we're talking about.
You know, when I've been, I was just 2 months ago, on Thanksgiving Day, and for the week of Thanksgiving and a little on the other side of that week, I was in Cote d'Ivoire. I was in the Ivory Coast in Africa, and you can look it up. It's on the western side of Africa. And I was there, and you know, every single person who gets leprosy, there is, because it's the culture there, there is this need to go through what they call the traditional medicine people. We might say a medicine man. We might say a witch doctor or something like that. I mean, it really is the way you would think of it is exactly the way it is. They have like little pieces of leaves and bark and dirt they would put in a copper cup and then put it over the fire, and they put water in it, and the steam was supposed to heal. And, of course, nothing happened. I mean, it didn't do anything. In fact, many times it made it worse because it irritated the skin, and then the skin becomes even more open to sores and different things. And so when we come in with the actual cure for leprosy, I mean, you talk about eyes wide open. I mean, and by the way, ears wide open. They are ready to hear what you have to say when you have cured their child of leprosy. So today, we have 84 kids left we want to cure of leprosy. We have 84 kids in about 50 minutes. So it's a high mountain to climb, but you know what? I've seen it done before. I mean, I know it can happen. It will happen because somebody says, I'll do 3, and somebody else says, I'll do 5. Somebody else says, I'll do 10. Maybe somebody says, I'll do 20, or maybe more. $30 does this for one child, provides a cure for leprosy. And don't today mistake the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. You know, yesterday we heard about it, thought about it, prayed about it, talked about it. Today is a chance to do something about it. We said last hour, if you're just getting in the car, said last hour, you're a Christian, so what? What does it matter? How is the world any different? I know your world and your kids and my world and my kids and my family. I've taken care of me and mine. But I don't believe that's the entirety of what I'm supposed to do while I'm here. I took that very seriously, and now me and mine, we're good. And we still have growing to do. We want to get closer to the Lord, fellowship with the Lord, all those kinds of things. But in terms of salvation, but now we can look outside ourselves, and we can say, you know what? I want to do this for somebody else. Maybe somebody I'll never meet in this life. Maybe somebody I'll meet in the air someday. And you don't want to look at those people at that time and say, you know what? I never thought of you. You never crossed my mind. You know, I want to say, you know what? I was driving around in Southern California. I was driving to San Diego. I was in El Cajon. I was out in Vista, driving around Rancho Santa Fe. And I wasn't even listening to this station. I don't even listen to this station, but I happened upon it. And I thought it was an accident, but the guy on the air said, it's providential. God knew you would be listening right now. And that right now you would know leprosy exists. Leprosy can be cured. You can cure leprosy in a child today for just $30. How many will you cure today? The number is 800-443-0838. We have 84 kids left to cure this hour. Before 4 o'clock, we want to cure 84 kids. We can only do that if you'll do something. We all pull on the same end of the rope. So call right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or online at kprz.com.
All right, now it's no guilt zone, so we don't do the guilt part of this in giving. What we do is the presentation. When we do a presentation, we talk about a cause, and we try and rally the people together and get everybody together and do the best we can to handle it. And some people out there are like, yeah, but, you know, I heard you guys yesterday. It's like, you know, and you're still doing it today, and you know, I don't want to get it. Why don't you quit? I mean, why don't you just quit doing what you're doing? Well, that's really easy to answer. One, every time we do appeals, we do them over a 2-day span because some people listen on Tuesday and some people listen on Wednesday. And number two, quit. Quit to what? Stop doing it to where? That would pretty much imply that you're in favor of, as the Lord is going through that sanctification process, you're like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, you know, listen, we how many times do we talk about this is the Christian station? We talk about that almost every single break. I mean, it's certainly the top of the hour every hour, top, bottom of the hour every hour. I mean, it's all throughout the station. And we don't want to just say we are, and we don't want you to just think we are. Just like I know you don't want to just say you are and don't just want people to think you are. You want actually to be that. And today we get a chance not to, you know, we're not breaking the format, we're making the format. This is a chance for us to be the person that we promo all the time, that we promo you are all the time. So are you that person? I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to answer that. And by the way, we want to remind you, we do not give out of guilt. We give out of gratitude. So when I look at the list of people that have given so far today, when I look at Laura and Beth and Casey and Dolores and Angela and Joan and David and Mark and others, I think, you know what? Those people are giving out of gratitude. They are understanding that God has blessed us beyond measure. And that we want to be a conduit of blessing to other people, a conduit through which blessings flow to other people. We're blessed to bless. 800-443-0838. I want to thank you by first name and by city. When you call right now, 800-443-0838. Our goal is 84 kids more to cure of leprosy today. How many will you cure?
We also want to thank Tugboat Todd. Give me a tugboat, brother. Give me a tugboat. What do you got for me? Ready? There you go. That's Tugboat Todd. He's also participating. Scott's just getting the. Scott's like going, what am I doing here in San Diego? I thought you guys were like normal. Yeah, right. Anyway, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Participate. You said one yes, now you says other yeses. And for all those people that gave, you know how much we appreciate that. We thank you for that. And we'd ask you to even pray just a little bit extra. Everybody would kind of double that people would give. You know, if you gave $30, pray for somebody to give $30. That'd be awesome. Because we're going to do this the best we can, as long as we can, until we can't. And we're going to go forward and get this done. I just would like you to participate, like everybody participate in some capacity, in some way. If you can't give, then give. If you can't give 60, we've talked about this with Steve Wheeler and different causes. If you can't give $60, give 60 seconds, brother. Give 60 seconds, sister, and be praying about it. Join the cause that way. We're going to bust out for a second. Going to come back, but I encourage you, 800-443-0838 or kprz.com. I don't think I can say that one too fast. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind, just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the yard?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me. Jesus said, I am willing. Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Our fluctuating economy leaves many workers knowing they will likely change jobs during their careers. And yet, while they have uncertain futures, Christians can be certain that Christ's promises are reliable. His promise to send the Holy Spirit is such a pledge. That promise, coming on the eve of his death, gave much comfort to the disciples, but it's also part of Christ's rich legacy to all of us today. Jesus has given us a supernatural helper to live in us. The Holy Spirit means supernatural life for us because he helps us become sensitive to God's causes. He becomes our supernatural source of power to fulfill God's will. He is our supernatural teacher showing us the truth, and he gives us a supernatural peace to deal with daily trouble.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You might have noticed in our music there is a consistent theme of late, and I will tell you exactly what it is. We're actually playing my brother's music for most of our ins and outs now as given permission. I've been wanting to do that for 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's like, is that a long time? I can't wait till his next album comes out because it's like he's got even more material. I'm very excited for him. I'm very excited that the Lord's blessing him in ministry. It's always a good thing.
We should get him to come in once he has a new album out, maybe do a song.
Yeah, that's originally what started that whole ministry. When he's done with that album, I'll have him come out. That's a good idea. I'm going to do that. And he enjoys it. He enjoys, you know, coming out to California. I can't figure out if it's Disneyland or SeaWorld or whatever he likes. But, you know, once you live here for 20 years, it's like, yeah. Anyway, I do want to talk about what we're talking about. Scott Wilder in the house with me talking about leprosy and our opportunity. Whoa, what was that word? I think that word was opportunity. Opportunity? What is that? That is the open door that has been set before you. Do you have the courage to walk through? I don't know. You'll have to answer that question between you and you and you and the Lord. That's not for me to say, but there's an opportunity to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to kids who are, listen to this, they're suffering from leprosy. They have the opportunity to get the cure. And while they're getting the cure for a disease that would separate them for a lifetime from society, they're enabled to integrate back into society socially, but they're getting the gospel at the same time. So just in case you're not understanding what release and return is, when somebody is released away from society, their ability to come back is one of the most difficult tasks, to re-socialize, reorganize. Just a sociological element, nothing fancy or big or, you know, big words or anything. But when these kids are able to come back, when they're getting the cure early and people are getting a little shunned or a little away from, and they're coming back, guess what they're coming or they're integrating as society with? With the gospel. Mm-hmm. They're integrating in such a way as to bring that gospel where they go. And if you were cured by somebody that was bringing you some medicine, and they told you, "We did this in the name of chocolate," you would take chocolate wherever you go. God, don't forget chocolate. Chocolate, that's what helped me. Well, that's what we're talking about, only it's Jesus. And yes, I did compare the two. So you can understand, so you can get the illustration. We're talking about advancing the kingdom of God in a compassionate hand in a proclamation approach. 800-443-0838, $90 will help three kids. What do you got for me, Scott?
Well, I want to thank Hal, because Hal said, I'll do that for 10 kids, a $300 one-time gift. Hal, thank you. That's 74. Our number is down to 74. In the next 35 minutes, we need to get 74 kids cured of leprosy. And the only way we can do that is if you'll do something and I'll do something and she'll do something, and all of a sudden it all adds up. So we're looking for your phone call right now to say, you know what, I want to send the gospel to a child and I want to get his parents' attention for that gospel message by curing their child of leprosy. It's easy to do. It's $30 per child. $300, we'll do that for 10 kids. $600, we'll do for 20 kids. And we've had people before that'll do $3,000 for 100 kids. Had one $6,000 gift, believe it or not. Somebody was just so, and they said, I want it to be anonymous. I want you to pray for my family. We've got some problems in our family, but we've been so tremendously blessed. And maybe there's somebody, you know, I've got twin boys that are seniors at Texas A&M, and they are obviously graduating this year, Lord willing. And when they do, I will get a very big raise. I had three kids in college at once, which was like buying a new Escalade and driving off a cliff every year. But with these kids graduating, maybe that's you now. Maybe you, for the first time ever in this springtime, you don't have this massive ATM feeling that all you are is an ATM. And they love you, but they also need money. And maybe you are not doing that for the very first time in your life. You say, you know what? Yeah, that's awesome. I could do a one-time gift of $300. That's a small percentage of what I used to do every single month, you know, for cable and internet and food and board and books and tuition. Or maybe you've never had that opportunity. Maybe for whatever reason you don't have kids that you've ever had a chance to do that for. And you hear me complain about it and you say, well, you don't know how lucky you are. You really have no idea. I know it was hard for you and for your family to have three kids in college at once. But, man, I didn't have that blessing. Maybe you, because of that, would say, you know what, I want to do this for a child. And so you would call the number right now and say, yeah, I want to get that number from 74 down to zero, and I can do it for four or five or six or more. $30 does it for one child, $90 does it for three children, curing their leprosy. That's what we're doing today. There is leprosy. It does exist. There is a cure for leprosy, and it's easy. And now that you know, how many will you cure today? Toll free. 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838 is the phone number, 800-443-0838. Thank you, Hal, and pray right now someone else will take the baton from you. Your $300 one-time gift will cure 10 children of leprosy. Somebody may come right behind you and do the same thing, and we don't really care how much you do. It's not about how much. It's about how many of us will join the cause today. 800-443-0838 right now.
All right. So don't forget, you can go to KPRZ.com, which is what a lot of people are doing, which because you're used to, people are used to KPRZ.com. And we've told you before, in another 3 or 4 months, we're going to be sending out a straw for everybody. And then you'll be able to get your physical nutrients from the website just by taking a straw and putting it on your laptop. So that's kind of cool. But everything you can do through KPRZ.com. And that's the key there. So you can give directly. Here's something, you know, I just like Bible. Leave me alone. So here's something. So we talked about Naaman and that he was really seeking to do something tremendous to get to his healing, but all he had to do was dip in the Jordan three times. That's what Elisha told him. And then we talked about yesterday that the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest speech ever given in all of humanity, all of mankind, repeated, copied more than any other piece of literature ever by 100-fold. Gilead, by the way, the Iliad, I'm sorry, was done 643 times. Mm. The New Testament and the Sermon on the Mount over 20,000 times. You want to talk about difference? We'll talk about that any day you want to on historical documentation evidence. I love it. So that's something I love. But here's something you might not be aware of, that right after that in Matthew 8, verse 1, is the story about the leper. We've talked about that before. That's the first story where you see Jesus illustrating in the Gospel of Matthew something that he's talked about in talking about the power in the kingdom of God. Watch this. Watch this. Ready? Watch this, because we only got about 30 seconds, and we're going to come back from break. Watch this. In the Gospel of Mark, do you know where the story of the leper is?
Mm.
It's in chapter 1.
Come on.
No, it's at the end of the chapter, but it's in the first chapter. You got to be kidding. It's in Luke chapter 5, but it's in Mark chapter 1. You think there's a pattern there. Right after the Sermon on the Mount, it's there. In Mark chapter 1, it's there. Oh, come on. We can see that Jesus ministered to the leper and brought truth, and people have been hearing about the power of Jesus Christ and the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ as the Savior, and the story of the lepers has never been separated from that truth. So now Jesus said, here you go. I'm going to give you the ability to do something, bring my message, make that proclamation, help these people, minister. Freely you have received, freely give. I think most people are aware of that passage in Matthew chapter 10. And I just encourage you to participate. Three kids for $90 can be cured, plus have the gospel presented to them where Jesus Christ is declared as Savior and Lord. Please be a participant. No guilt. Just do it if you can do it. We're asking you to do it. 800-443-0838. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back with Scott Wilder. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Lots of folks talk about vision, but not many understand what that really is. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Vision is the ability to see God's presence, to perceive God's power, and to focus on God's plan in spite of the obstacles. When you have vision, it affects your attitude. Your attitude stays positive rather than turning negative. You're optimistic and positive instead of pessimistic and negative about your future because of vision. You're looking at it God's way. You're trusting His plan, and you're following His leading. That, my friend, is vision.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. You know what we're talking about, American Leprosy Missions, the opportunity to give kids a life. How about that? No guilt giving. Okay? You think that, well, I don't want to. Don't give.
Gratitude giving.
Yeah. I mean, and why we say it that way is because there's somebody in my life, not all money is good money. That is a fact of life. If you don't understand that some money is bad money, you don't understand the 1st or 2nd Corinthians, not 2 Corinthians, 1st or 2nd Corinthians. And I just want to point out that if you are so inclined to participate in the ministry, we just want you to do it. I mean, Scott's here. We're gonna talk to you about this. I'm going to give him an opportunity to kind of lay out a story here. But while he's here, and I got him in the studio, and as an audience, you always do fantastic. So thank you. I mean, I really mean that. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me by supporting the things that we do on the show. It's awesome. But I'm just asking you, let's just try and finish strong. You basically in golf, you hit the ball at first, you drive the ball, you do it for show, but you got to close it out. You got to putt. You got to get the little ball in the hole. So you might drive for show, but you putt for dough. And now you guys know what I'm talking about. You got to finish strong. We ask you to call 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. Whatever you can do. Again, that offer stands. If you want to do a segment with me as a co-host, okay, got one of those. A segment with me as co-host or as a guest. If you donate $500, I will make that happen in the month of February or the first half of March. You'll be on the show as a guest or a co-host. $500, 800-443-0838. Scott, why don't you walk us through?
Well, you know, on this last trip to Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast in Africa, we sort of saw the bookends of leprosy. I mean, the beginning is anyone who might have first been exposed to leprosy and might have been diagnosed with leprosy, but they don't have any of the physical signs beyond what we call the patches, the discoloration of the skin. So the fingers are still intact. They all work, and the toes and the feet, there's no numbness really in the hands or the extremities, no loss of eyesight, no loss of fingers or toes or limbs. So if we can just get somebody cured of leprosy that early, then there is no sign that they'll never show any sign that they had leprosy at all. And I think of a little girl named Grace, a little 10-year-old girl that we saw and we met and who now has had the cure. Because American Leprosy Missions was there, and also the message of Jesus Christ. We also spent 2 days in a leprosy, I would say hospital, but it is a hospital, but it's also really a leprosy institution. There was one man that had been there for 40 years. He will never go back, had long since not had the opportunity to go back to his village. But there were many people in that hospital that were there to then be healed and receive the healing and go back to their village, to go back to their family. And there was one man that we met there, and the man that I traveled with, we carried an old Polaroid camera with us. And so we could take pictures if they would allow us to. We'd take pictures of some of the patients. And we asked them to write along the white little edges of the Polaroid snapshot their own words in their own handwriting, anything they wanted to say. And we had lots of people that would write all different kinds of things about their life. We met one man who had injuries on his feet, injuries on his hands. He had shown some pretty severe signs of leprosy, but he was looking forward to getting out of the hospital and going back to his village. And we said, he said, "What would you like me to write?" We said, "Write whatever you want to say about leprosy or to leprosy. You can say anything you want to say." And the Cote d'Ivoire was a French colony, so the language that is spoken there is French. And I would have understood more about it, except when I took 2 years of French in high school, I took it because Jeanette McDonald took French in high school. So I don't remember much about the French language. But what he wrote was, I did understand what he wrote. He wrote, "Adieu la lèpre pour toujours," which means goodbye leprosy forever. He was longing for the day when he could say, "Leprosy is gone from me forever. I won't have any signs of it. I'm not going to be shunned from my society. I don't have to be kicked out of my house. I don't have to have my brothers say they don't want to spend time with me." So what was the day we can say for all the children that you can cure? We have 74 kids left. Hal, thank you in Carlsbad, California. Your $300 one-time gift will cure 10 kids of leprosy. We can for them say, adieu la lepra pour toujours. Goodbye leprosy forever. That's really what we want to say today. And so would you join us and send a cure today? If you say grace over your meal, would you save grace and children like grace from leprosy? It's very easy to do. 74 kids left in the next few minutes, and we can't get there if you don't pick up the phone right now and let us thank you by first name and by city when you call toll-free, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or online at kprz.com.
That's a powerful story, by the way. That's really, really cool. And I would love for us as San Diegans, yes, I call it differently, to be able to participate and be able to help something like that picture come to pass. So here's what my brain thinks, because I maybe think a little bit different than some people. So I'm looking at Matthew 8, I'm looking at Mark 1, I'm looking at Luke 5. These are the stories of the leper. And in these cases, there was a question, a desire that the leper asked of Christ. And I think his response is powerful in the presentation and powerful in the challenge for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior and are calling him Lord and are in the working process of that taking place. Jesus did say one particular statement that drives the beginning of the engagement with the leper. He said, I am willing. Because the leper asked him, he said, if you're willing, you know, if you can spare it, if you can part with it, if you got that in you, we can give it to me. If you can help me, will you help me? And Jesus said, yeah, sure, I will.
Can you imagine the boldness of that? I know that he came very humbly. If you read the scripture, he did come humbly before the Lord. But it had to be, as humbly as you could come before the Lord, it had to be a bold thing. It had to be a high need for this person to say, you know, I mean, I remember in society, he might never have looked somebody in the eye for years. I mean, I know that from having been there. The people suffering from leprosy, they don't want to embarrass you by having you turn your face away from them. And so many times they won't even look you in the eye. So I think about the man that came to Christ and what it took for him to come before the Lord and just address him.
Great.
I mean, it's massive. I mean, you talk about the frustration. He probably thought, look, this is my last hope. If I can get somebody in San Diego to make a phone call today, I'm done. If I can't get before the Lord today, I'm done. If I cannot let the opportunity go by without asking. I mean, just coming right out and asking, Lord, if you're willing. What he's saying is, Lord, if you want to, you can do it. Do you want to?
Yeah, and if you think about how much rejection that leper probably encountered throughout his lifetime, and here are kids, and how much rejection they're going to encounter. Well, that's pulling on my heartstrings. I think that's kind of laying it out. If you can do it, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. I mean, there's nothing there. But if it's an issue of whether you're willing or not, be willing.
Mm.
Say yes. Because if you do, that will change a child's life, and maybe they won't go through a lifetime of rejection.
They also are exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now you're not talking about just, you know, changing them for now. You're talking about changing them for eternity. We're not talking about the important and the temporal. We're talking about the important and the eternal. So that really is what American Leprosy Missions has been doing and doing so well for so long, for over 100 years. Today is your chance to join us and say, you know what, I want to do it. I can do it, and I want to do it to respond the way Christ did, to just say, yes, I am willing. Join Hal and Laura and Beth and Casey and Dolores and Angela and Joan and David and Mark, who have called toll-free, 800-443-0838. Yesterday, we told you about it. Now, today's my last day with you. And so, you know, tomorrow, whatever the normal stuff you go back to is great, and that's all great. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. We've never run out of stuff to talk about on the David Spoon Experience. But I'll tell you, I would hate to go back and not be able to include your name in those. The next time I'm in Africa, the next time in Nepal, the next time in Cote d'Ivoire or Ghana or any other countries that we minister to, that I couldn't say, hey, you know what? Yeah, can't say that person's name. I'd love to say Casey in San Diego did it, and so did Beth, and so did Laura in Escondido, and Hal in Carlsbad. So join us and be a part of it. Don't miss the blessing. Call right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or online at kprz.com.
And don't forget, our very own Tugboat Todd stepping in, because he knows this cause, thank you, Tugboat Todd, is worthy of people's attentions, efforts, and considerations. 800-443-0838. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
So, what do you think? Are we living in a post-truth era? That phrase, post-truth, has been getting a lot of attention. It refers to someone pushing an agenda with claims that may or may not be true. The truthfulness of the claim isn't as important as its ability to stir people to a certain action. If we are living in a post-truth era, it seems one of the biggest culprits is the internet. But it's not the biggest culprit. We are. Humans willing to believe what we want to believe, regardless of the facts. Fortunately, God can break through that stubbornness. Here are some true facts he wants you to know. First, he loves you. Also, you're a sinner who needs a savior. Jesus Christ is that savior. He died to take the penalty for your sins, so you can live forever with God in heaven. One more truth. You can learn more about God's love for you at this website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hanging out with Scott Wilder. It's been a fantastic 2 days. One of the best engagements we've had since I've been at the station. Working with Scott's easy. He's a radio legend, so just, you know, I just say, "Hey, Scott's here." Okay, you. I'm done. Here, I just want to encourage you, and I'll let him close it out up until the last minute, and then I'll take it. Here's what I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to participate in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That ministry does not cease. That ministry on this planet as it sits now is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is in our lives. The Father is on the throne. The Son is at the right hand of the Father, and we carry out the ministry of the kingdom of God. Here is a fantastic opportunity to operate in that by helping kids have a cure for leprosy and by bringing them the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are expanding and extending the kingdom. For $90, we can cover 3 kids. For $300, you can cover 10 kids. For $30, one child can have deliverance from leprosy. Just think of that. 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838.
You know, I grew up in a pretty homogenous society when I was young. I mean, I never thought I was a native Texan. I never thought I'd ever leave Texas, actually. I've been around the world many times, been to Africa now 11 times, China for 5 or 7 times, Indonesia several times, been to India, been to Amazon, been to all around the world. Seen a lot of things I never thought I'd ever see. But if I had never left home and I had the opportunity to leave home by participating in something like this, I think by now I would be motivated to do that. I want to thank Rod in San Diego. Your $300 one-time gift takes our number down to 64 kids left. Thank you, Rod. Also, Bindu in San Diego, your $30 one-time gift will take us down to 63 kids left. So 63 kids left. And let me say, I know we're running out of time. It is always a pleasure to be here. I've said many times, and I say it behind your back and not just to your face, I love your city. I love San Diego. I've loved it every time I've been here. I love the thought of being here and spending time, not just on the radio, not just David, as good as you are. It's the people of this part of the world. And I've been to a lot of places, and I don't feel that way about every place. And if I didn't feel that way, I just wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't say, you know, your people stink. But here, you know, I really just have a feeling of being at home. There are compassionate people here. There are people here that are willing to see beyond themselves and see that we are part of a family, international family. There are people that don't look like me, they don't eat like me, they don't smell like me or dress like me or live like me. There's nothing about them that is like me except that God loves them as much as he loves me. He does not love me more. He did not place me in America in a safe place and my little freshly scrubbed kids, you know, looking pristine and looking good every day because he loves me more or because I'm good or because I'm better. I really have come to believe that he did that because he wants me to have the blessing of participating with him in blessing other people. That we, through just simply $30, can save a child from shunning for the rest of their life, from the ravages, the physical ravages. I mean, it includes blindness. I mean, on and on the list goes. I mean, I saw people that had both, you know, both their legs amputated, arms that had been amputated. I met a soccer player who played semi-professional soccer in Africa, and he contracted leprosy. He now only has one leg. I mean, you can imagine how his dreams were shattered. So I saw both ends of the spectrum. And so every time I see something as dramatic as people who are in wheelchairs, a man who pulls out a photograph that is in a little plastic bag, it's in a plastic wrap, and it's inside his Bible, and he pulls out a photograph that is decades old, and he wants to show me his family. And the picture is worn and degraded. It's been pulled out and put back and pulled out and put back many times. And the people in that picture hardly look like the people that they are. And I thought, isn't that something? Because that's how this man is. This man today, because of leprosy, hardly resembles the person he once was. We don't have to have people suffer like that. Children today, we find them, we cure them, you cure them. When you call the number right now, you can cure a child of leprosy today, and you can join all those that have already done it today. And I just want to say thank you to those who have, but I want to pray for those who have not yet. And I want all those who have to also say a prayer. I want Bindu to say a prayer, and Rod and Hal and Laura and Beth and Casey and Dolores, thank you. Angela and Joan and David and Mark and Ramaniatha, Karen, Jill, Rosa, Jamie, Carmen, Isidro, Michael, Francis, and all those who have called the number, do not stop calling. The phone number will still be alive long after we're gone. I'll stay around a bit, and we'll talk a little bit later in the evening. But just know that I have come here only to tell this and to thank you on behalf of children in another part of the world who are thankful not just for the cure, but they're also thankful for the ultimate healing in the message, the gospel message of Jesus Christ. But please don't grow weary of doing good. And call right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or online at kprz.com.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, and when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came to him and bowed down to him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed.
And thank you, San Diego. The $90 one-time gift cures three more children. I just want to make sure we thanked Ann if we had time to get that in. So if you're dialing right now, we look forward to thanking you by first name and also by city.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got it. 800-443-0838. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.